Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and systems sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and systems sold separately.
Okay, who should get the Best Actor Award? Oh yeah, definitely Ronnie the Stick Bug. She fools me into believing she's an actual stick every time.
Mindy, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm just planning out the end of the week awards for our bug campers. They all get one.
Oh, okay. Can I help?
Yeah, sure, Guy Raz. Go ahead and read the next award.
Okay, most likely to succeed. Who should get that one?
Oh, that's got to go to Jared the Housefly. No matter how many times you swat him, he just keeps coming back.
Right. Next up is Best Dressed, but bugs don't wear clothes.
I know, but some of them are still fashionistas, like Veronica the Tiger Swallowtail Butterfly with all of her stripes.
Okay, Veronica the Swallowtail Butterfly. Okay, I think that about does it.
Wait, we assigned all of the awards that fast?
No, but Mindy, there have to be 1,000 awards here. Do we really need to give every single bug an award?
Hey, no bug left behind, Guy Raz.
But we'll be here all day.
No bug left behind. Let's go.
Camp Wee Wow is an awesome place. Physics, biology, and outer space. Science explorers with our headquarters.
No, Dennis.
Here at Camp Wee Wow.
Okay, that's enough. Hey, G-Force.
Two, three, four.
Ah, Mindy, go!
Oh, yeah. That's a chicken.
Welcome back for our very last day of Bug Week at Camp Wee Wow. I'm your camp counselor, Guy Raz.
And I let a family of bugs sleep in my bed last night.
Ugh.
I mean, I'm Mindy, and we've got some bonkerballs things planned for today. But first, we have a special announcement from Dennis.
Yes, thank you, Mindy. Attention, campers. It is I, Dennis. Former bug hater, come to renounce my ways. I recognize that I may have been slightly vocal about my opposition to insects of all kinds.
Slightly vocal?
But after meeting and speaking with Armando, the vegan anteater, I've realized the error of my ways. Bugs, I'm sincerely sorry for the way I treated you. And so, to show that I really mean it, I have decided to allow a family of lice to take up residence on my head.
Ooh.
What? No, Dennis, lice do not belong anywhere in this camp.
No, Guy, they do belong.
Oh, no.
As someone who once feared the winds of change, I, Dennis, have boldly and bravely and courageously thrown my kite into the air and am now sailing through the clouds of transformation. Also, my head is real itchy.
Thank you, Dennis. We are so proud of your commitment to change. In fact, we have a special award for you, Most Improved Camper.
An award for me? Oh, I don't know what to say. Let me just gather my thoughts here for a moment and... oh, wait, what's this? Why, it looks like a prepared speech that I typed up just last night. Okay, fine, I won't read it. Thanks for the award. Bye. These lice are so itchy!
Welcome to the Camp Wee Wow Canteen, your number one supply store while you're home away from home. Looking for a refreshing $8 can of warm soda from 1982? Well, we got you covered. Or how about a half-melted, half-eaten bar of chocolate I found lying in the nature hut? I'll sell it to you for just $4. Or maybe just stop by for a tube of Grandma G-Force's special homemade sunscreen. Just $17.99.
What? It's just mud.
Wow. That sounds like nature's way.
Well, sure, I guess.
Not convinced? Why? Just ask one of our best customers what he thinks of the Camp Wee Wow Canteen.
The canteen isn't the best store I've ever been to, but it's the only store at camp. I'd give it 2.5 stars. Also, who greenlit this commercial? I'm not paying for it, Tommy. We don't have the budget for some...
Wow. 2.5 stars. Not too shabby. And if termites could talk, they'd be raving about our delicious salad bar. Not the salad part, of course. The actual bar itself. It's made of old rotten wood, and the bugs just love it. So, come on down to the Camp Wee Wow Canteen and see what all the fuss is about. There's a warm old soda here with your name on it.
Actually, I just drank the last one.
That'll be $8.
What? $8? That's a ripoff!
Moo! Camp Wee Wow will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd, but we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Back to camp.
Campers, it's the last day of Camp Wee Wow for this week, which means that we're sharing around the campfire.
And this week, we asked you to share some of your favorite memories of Camp Wee Wow so far.
Or a story about a time where you were surprised by finding a bug in a place where it definitely shouldn't have been.
Campers, take it away.
Hello, my name is Claire. I live in Athens, Georgia, and this is my story. One time, I was in my classroom and there was a roach on the ceiling. And I'm so scared of roaches that I yelled, "Roach!" A few seconds later, it fell from the ceiling onto the floor and ran across the classroom. Sorry. One of my classmates ran over and squished it, and that was the end of that. Now I'm even more scared of roaches.
Hi, Mindy. Hi, Guy Raz. My name's Leica.
And my name's Naveen.
And we live in Dallas, Texas. And the thing we want to share at the campfire is our dad was barbecuing the other day, and we were in the pool, and we got up, and Naveen thought he found...
What did you think he found?
A praying mantis. And I checked it out, and it was a praying mantis. And it was really, really cool, and it was brown. And we looked it up, and it said that it was not an adult. It said that it was shedding its brown skin, and it was really, really cool. Just wanted to share that with you. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, Wow in the World. My name is Scarlett, and I come from Mansfield, Texas. My wow in the world is that some dragonflies have tiger stripes on them. Bye, I love your show.
Hi, my name is Hazel.
And my name is Desmond.
And we live in Maryland. And a time a bug surprised me was when I was at sleepover camp. And there was a cockroach and a frog in the shower.
One time a bug surprised me was when a wood beetle was in the park. Bye.
My name is Sadie, and I'm 11. I love the Beatles. They're my favorite song artist. So I wrote a song to the tune of Penny Lane. In camp we wow, I know Dennis is snooping. And Mindy is doing something bunker ball. Thomas Fingerling is telling stories. And G-Force and Guy are listening along. Camp we wow is in my mind. Imagine it. I hope you like my song. Bye.
End of messages.
Wow, thank you all so much for sharing your stories with us
and for thinking, tinkering, experimenting, and exploring with us all week long.
Each and every one of you have earned your Best Buggies badge. Thank you all for being so supportive of our insect friends.
If you want to print and color your Wowzer badge, you can download the badge on our site at tinkercast.com/camp. You'll also find all of this week's crafts and games there, too.
And if you've taken pictures or videos of any of your Camp Wee Wow experiences or creations, we'd love to see them. Grown-ups, you can upload pictures and videos to us at tinkercast.com/share.
Well, that's it for this week, campers.
Don't forget to meet us back here on Monday for a new week of Camp Wee Wow.
Until then, who wows?
Wee Wow!
Camp Wee Wow is executive produced by Meredith Halpern-Ranzer, Mindy Thomas, and me, Guy Raz, and written by Anna Zagorski, Ruth Morrison, and Jillian Hughes.
Tyler Thole, Marian Lozano, Jackson McGinnis, and Henry Moskal add the sounds to Camp Wee Wow with help from our senior production director, Jed Anderson.
Jed also helps to wrangle Dennis.
That's me!
And Thomas Fingerling.
What? Who?
I think she said Grandma G-Force Fingerling.
No way, dude.
And Misha Rabinowitz proudly sweats it up in the Wow Cow mascot suit.
Moo!
Our theme song was written and composed by Andrew and Polly. For more on their all-ages music, visit andrewandpolly.com.
Special thanks to the rest of our team of tinkerers, Rebecca Caban and Jessica Bodie.
For more on any of this week's Wee Wow activities or to claim your Wowzer badge, visit tinkercast.com/camp.
And to share videos or pictures from your own Camp Wee Wow experiences, you can have your grown-ups upload those to us at tinkercast.com/share.
Thanks again for a great week, campers. And remember, who wows?
We wow!
Wow in the World was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by Wondery.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Wow in the World early and ad-free on Amazon Music.
Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts.
And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.